I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Welcome in at this time, former Steeler lineman Trey Essex. He joins us right now. Hello, Trey. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great. We're not here to talk about Northwestern's last three games, especially their last one against Ben Roethlisberger's alma mater. We'll leave that lie, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't need to rehash any of that.
No, nobody does. But we do need to rehash what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, tell me, is this offensive line good? Is it bad? Is it getting better? Is it a work in progress? When I ask you, tell me about the Steelers' offensive line. You say what?
It's improving. It's a work in progress. I think there is a hard ceiling on how well they can be, but I think they can be a good offensive line. I think they're moving in the right direction, and each week they've gotten better as you see the chemistry starting to grow between all the new pieces that got incorporated this last offseason. So I think it's very promising what they did. They were able to give Trubisky some time and open up some holes for Najee, but it's still going to take a little bit more time, hopefully, with this elongated work week that they were able to work on some things. And Najee getting back there, actually, this is his first three games of the year. I know he had a little bit of time in that third preseason game, but between him and Warren, they need more time with the offensive line. I think it's going in the right direction.
Do you think Najee has missed a few here and there as far as holes, Trey? Because we saw the cut-ups that hit social media after the Patriots game of big, wide, gaping holes that maybe he missed or took in the wrong direction. Is that something that he should already have under his belt, or is that something that he's still learning at this level?
I think vision is one of those things that is kind of innate in a lot of running backs. Some running backs just have elite vision, some don't, and they compensate with their other attributes. And I think Najee is one of those guys. He does have good vision, but there are some moments in time, some lapses where I think he predetermines where he wants to go at the line of scrimmage, and for whatever reason that may be. But I think this last game he did place an emphasis on hitting the holes and showing trust in the offensive line. And I get it. Last year we had a whole bunch of new guys, and it took a while for them to start to gel. And you really didn't see Najee hit a stride into the second half of last season. I think we're seeing more of the same because he got off to a late start. Some cobwebs he has to knock off before he starts getting into his groove. And I know I was probably a little harsh on him last week because I was just in my feelings, as offensive linemen are when your running back doesn't hit the hole. And I think that our offensive line has taken a bad beat to start the season. And so I wanted to point out some things that aren't always on the offensive line. It has to be one unit, and they have to work in conjunction with one another. And I just wanted to point out some of those holes that Najee missed, because the offensive line had taken a beating to start the season. But I think things are starting to improve.
What do you make of Jaylen Warren running behind that line then, Trey?
I like it. I like his style. I like his one-cut style, get upfield. He is physical, despite him not being as big of a back as Najee is. But he's definitely a sight for sore eyes, because I know the backup running back position, with all the touches that Najee got last year, was a point of emphasis this offseason. And as fans and former players wanted to see Najee not have to take that type of beating week in and week out, because we want to have him in Pittsburgh for as long as possible and healthy as possible. Warren was definitely a sight for sore eyes, seeing him hit the holes and be decisive in his decision-making.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Former Steeler offensive lineman Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, take us inside to practice, because there's so many notions that need to be dispelled, or at least things that need to be clarified. What does the number two quarterback do? Take me through how many reps. Take me through the percentage on a regular game week. Because people are like, all right, Kenny Pickett's getting X amount of reps here. Tell me what happens with that number two quarterback, Trey.
The number two quarterback is responsible for getting the number one defense ready for that week. And so usually you don't have a lot of practice time. And I know it's even less now with the CBA kind of tailoring practices to limit how long players are on the field. So even when I was playing, the first team reps are almost 100% taken by the starting quarterback, and the number two quarterback will get maybe the last two or three reps of a team period. So you'll have a team run or a team pass period or 7-on-7. He'll get like the last two or three, but his main job is to get that number one defense ready to go for that week. Unless it's like a quarterback with a unique skill set, like a Lamar Jackson, Kenny Pickett is going to really be, you know, trying to do his best Lamar Jackson impersonation. And that's why Joshua Dobbs was so important to us these last 2 years. But other than that, number two's job, get the number one defense job ready.
From an offensive lineman's perspective, Trey, because I've heard some people say that he's run into some sacks, or not run into them, but he's been the reason for sacks rather than the lines blocking. What do you make of Mitch Trubisky's work to this point?
Excuse me, I didn't get that last part.
No, what do you make of what Mitch Trubisky's put on tape for the first 3 weeks from an offensive lineman's perspective?
It's tough. And actually, watching last night's game put some things in perspective for me. I mean, Mitch Trubisky came from a completely different offense to a new coordinator, his third coordinator in 3 years. And I think all things considered, he has not turned the ball over. I think that's a huge positive, because coming into this season, that was what we wanted out of quarterback position, at least initially, because we knew our strengths lied on the defensive side of the ball. But there are some things that he is going to have to improve upon. He has to be more aggressive. He has to be more assertive in his reads. He can't wait for guys to come all the way open before he decides to pull the trigger. And I know he knows this. We need more big plays, more explosiveness from our offense, considering that our defense lost a big part of it with TJ going down. And so with that being said, there's more onus on our offense and Trubisky to extend drives, keep our defense off the field, because that's been a big talking point, because our defense has been on the field a whole lot to start the season. And we need to extend drives and have more explosive plays. And so far, Trubisky has only done that a few times. Like, in the no huddle, he has done very well. But obviously, when it comes to just getting our set plays going and throwing the ball downfield, there's a lot to be desired. And so I want to, like, I know Thomas said he wants to exercise patience, and I get it, because I look around the league and there's a lot of quarterbacks struggling right now. We see Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champion last year, struggling in this new Hackett offense in Denver. We see Tom Brady even struggling. I know he's been down there with Leftwich for a while, but to start the season, there are a lot of quarterbacks struggling. So with that being said, it gave me a little bit more perspective as to why Trubisky is struggling to start this season.
What do you make of Mitch Trubisky not being able to audible at the line of scrimmage, and how does that hold an offense back, Trey?
I contribute that to the time. I know he's been here for a while, and we should be able to do that. But, I mean, I was a little taken aback by that statement, too. You would feel like a guy who's been in the league and knows how to audible, at least he should at this point, that he would have a little bit more freedom in the offense. But you can see last year there wasn't a lot of flexibility even with Ben to deviate from what was being called. And so I wonder if that's just the dynamic of a Canada offense, or if it's a trust issue. I'm not sure what it is, but it is surprising that a quarterback doesn't have the freedom to change some plays.
Trey Essex joining us here, former Steelers offensive lineman. Let's talk offensive line. Back to that for just 1 second. I think if I have the timeline right, in Pittsburgh it would have been Kugler, Zierlein, and Grimm would have been your three offensive line coaches. I believe you spanned three of those guys. I could be wrong about that, but it was right around those times. How important is an offensive line coach? Because as soon as the offensive line doesn't perform, people say, well, you know what? If Mike Munchak would have never left, they would have been fine. At this level, is an offensive line coach important, or are the players more important, or where is all of that?
Offensive line coach is very important. Where you say the offensive line coach is probably only behind the coordinators as far as how important they are, because it's the only position where you got to have five guys on the same page, communicating the same verbiage and working in one tandem in order for a play to work. And you need a coach who knows how to gel and move the guys around and put them in the best positions possible and teach them in a way that gets them at their best going into the week. So I can't overstate it enough. Offensive line coach is so important. And I was blessed to have three good ones in Russ Grimm, Zierlein, and Coogs. And then they were all able to get the most out of us. But it's been a struggle. And that's another thing that has hindered our offensive line. I mean, we went from having one of the best offensive line coaches in Munchak and also a very veteran-laden offensive line with Pouncey and Ramon and DeCastro and Villanueva, and just not having that consistent coach, that guy that you go to when things aren't looking right as an offensive line. It was tough. It's tough. And there's been three offensive line coaches in 3 years. And we still have a young offensive line, and we just added new pieces to it. So I can't overestimate or overstate it enough how important the offensive line coach is. And obviously you want vets as well. The players are important. Talent is always important, but you need the offensive line coach to get those talent and those five guys working in tandem.
Trey, you were part of an offensive line that didn't have any first-round draft picks on it when you guys won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 43. You were a third-rounder. I think Max was a third-rounder, a couple of sixth-rounders in there maybe. But this offensive line that we're talking about now with the Steelers, similarly, no first-round picks. We've talked about that in the past. Is there a need, I guess, to have pedigree on an offensive line? And if you don't have, I guess, those first- or second-round guys, how can you get the best and the most out of everybody else, i.e. the guys like yourself who were third-rounders who maybe went unnoticed?
I mean, obviously I'm a little partial in saying that you don't necessarily need to have first-rounders. Like you said, we made it all the way to the big show and won it with the guys who were drafted all over the place in the draft, not one first-rounder. And so obviously, pedigree is important, and you see some great offensive lines who have a lot of first-round draft picks. I can think of one in the Dallas Cowboys who had, like, three first-rounders when they had Tyron Smith and Zach Martin and Travis Frederick, but it never materialized. They didn't really get anywhere with that offensive line. And so, obviously, it makes coaching a lot easier when you got some guys who have played big-time ball, and those guys usually come from big schools, and they've played against top-notch competition. And so it makes the coach's job a lot easier when you got guys like that. But if you get a good offensive line coach and you get guys in there on the same unit, obviously the sum is always greater than just the individual parts. And so if you get a coach that believes that and gets guys to believe in him, you got everything working for you.
Trey Essex. Trey, thank you for your candor. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. We'll catch up with you again soon. And the people love to hear from you. Thanks again, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, really, really great stuff. I'll tell you what, that's another offensive lineman who, and Ramon has been the same way. Other people we've talked to have been the same way, that whenever you're in that, okay, how much does Munchak matter camp, they always sway you back into, don't get it twisted. The coach matters a lot with that. Like I lean sometimes for, come on, it's the NFL. It's players. It's a players' league. And the offensive linemen always reel you back into saying, we got to know where to be and how to function They always do that.
And I think the Steelers have fallen victim to Mike Munchak was so good at his job that they think, okay, we can go out and we can get a third-round pick and we can expect good things out of him in terms of a Kendrick Green, a Dan Moore Jr., a fourth-round pick.
Right.
They believe that they can develop. Okay, fine, but you need to have the right coach in place. And if you don't, then you need to draft first-round picks with pedigree.
Well, he hit both sides of the trajectory, too.
Right.
The people who yell about, well, Munchak left, okay, that's one part of it. But then, Tracy, don't forget, really good players were at the end of their career, too.
Right, and I think it's why it's such an interesting question or dynamic about having an offensive line that doesn't have any first-rounders on it. Because he was part of the last one that won a Super Bowl for this team, and that wasn't even a Munchak team. That was a Larry Zierlein.
Darnell Stapleton
Team. Kimi Autu. Like I said, he and Max, Trey Essex and Max Starks were the only third-rounders. They were the highest draft picks on that line. So it can be done. It's just somebody's got to, as Trey said, bring them along.
If you don't got both, you better have one of them. And I don't think the Steelers have either right now. They don't have great players, and they doesn't look like have a great offensive line coach. It looks like they kind of have a retread. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. What's more dangerous? What's more dangerous? And is Pitt in for maybe something dangerous they're walking into on Saturday night? We go over that real quick. And the low scoring in the NFL, it was super, super something yesterday. It's a gigantic story, I think, that we have to get into. Neil Walker joins at 8, Jason LaConfora, at 9, and Jason LaConfora at 9:30. Text us anytime you like. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And as always, I remind you right now that Window Nation is there for you, especially with the wet. Maybe you turned your heat on this weekend, right? Maybe the furnace kicked on and you're like, okay, here we go. Winter's going to hit us sooner or later. It may have been a reminder, too, if it had to kick on and keep working and working and working, that you don't have great windows in your house. Make sure you have good windows. Right now, get those new windows for your home at half the price. Get two free windows with every two that you buy. No payments until 2025. That's two free windows with every two that you buy. There's no limit, right? No minimum or no maximum. When I say two free windows, you get two free windows. You buy four, you get four. You buy eight, you get eight. You buy 12, you get 12, right? That's just how it works with Window Nation. And there's no payments and no interest until 2025. You're going to be saving a lot of money and making sure you have really good windows in your house. Well, those energy costs, they continue to skyrocket. Don't fall victim to that. Make sure you put that money, again, back into your pocket or where you want to spend it. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Ravens 37, Patriots 26. Elsewhere in the AFC North, the Bengals beat the Jets 27-12. Tonight, Bucks and Reds at 6:35. You can listen on your Odyssey app. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Crowley here for the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me right now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app that I recommend. It's safe. It's secure. It's easy to use. It's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, not some out-of-state corporation. Parks is based right here in PA. Bet more than the score. Bet game props like what team scores first, the halftime score. Bet the total points by team by quarter, so much more. Check out Same Game Parlays by clicking on the SGP icon on the Bet Parks app. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. That's right. First bet, risk-free, up to $750. Your risk-free bet refunded Insight credit. Download on the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use promo code THEFAN. That's promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I can't get over how good Trey Essex was. Crowley, you say we might hear more of him? You want to talk to him a little more?
Yeah, he's going to be on with us weekly, Mondays at 8. How about that?
Wow.
Excellent work by you, Crowley.
He's good.
He's wonderful.
You know why I like him a lot? He thinks before he talks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of a pause, and he formulates his answer, and then he gives it to you. And he's incredibly intelligent. He's the most intelligent guy in the conversation that he's having with us.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to speak for you guys.
No, you're fine.
He definitely is. So that's always good. All right, I want to get to something with Pitt football real quick, but what happened with the Pro Bowl you're telling me now?
It's Dunsky. NFL replacing the Pro Bowl with a week-long skills competition and a flag football game, the AP reported about 25 minutes ago, right as we were getting Trey on the phone. New event will replace the Pro Bowl starting in Vegas this January.
Wow. Oh, that they'll be everybody renamed, will be well behaved.
Renamed the Pro Bowl Games. So it's a step closer to being like the ABC Battle of the Network Stars.
Where does it fall on the calendar? In between? Is it still?
I believe it's still supposed to be the week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Everybody will be well behaved, NFL players, the
in
week
Vegas.
In Vegas and then staying for the Super Bowl week.
Right.
And then wait till they have the Super Bowl in Vegas at some point. Okay. This is all going to work out. There won't be any Metro Police involvement at any point.
Last year's game effectively killed it, though, I think. We all agree. When they were blowing plays dead before guys were even tackled.
All right, so Saturday night at 8 o'clock down at at Heinz Field, Pitt plays host to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech did away with Jeff Collins, who Jeff Collins just rode the coattails of those Temple coaches. That's it. I mean, really, that's all he was. He might be a nice guy, but he was a Matt Rhule coattail rider.
He's
right?
Forever going to be the guy that blew off the post-game handshake with Pat Narduzzi.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, that's what he's most famous for in his time at Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins, whenever Pat took off his face mask and yelled at him and pointed one to square off with him, but which was a moment of hilarity. And it was a night game. Nobody really saw it till the next morning.
It's like a Thursday night,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and Pitt won 34-20, I think, that game, or 34-21 or something like that. Anyhow, so, that being said, is a team more dangerous or less dangerous when they're playing with, like, an interim coach?
I think less. And I'm going by my theory a couple weeks ago that Nebraska would somehow bounce back after Frost got ousted, and then they got absolutely torched by Oklahoma. I suspect Georgia Tech, who probably feels like there's not much to play for at this point, maybe guys playing for scholarships or spots on the team, but they're not especially inspired by whoever the interim coach is.
Yeah.
There's a good chance Pitt rolls them.
I would lean toward that, I think, in this instance.
I would lean towards they're so bad it doesn't matter if Bill Belichick's coaching them. They've given up 4 block punts on the year. They are
wonder
an absolute
how the Steelers punter feels about that. Former Georgia Tech punter, right?
Great point by you. Probably not good about
No, not at all.
If his punts were being blocked, he wouldn't have been drafted.
Certainly. You're right about that. But no, I think that Pitt shouldn't have a problem with Georgia Tech. Like, they're not going to rally. They're not going to win one for the Gipper here.
No.
They're not going to rally around whoever their coach is. Bobby Dodd. I don't know. Who's their coach?
No idea.
Somebody.
It's hard to say.
Yep. I don't even know
Megatron.
Who it is. Yes. Bobby Crimmins. Who knows? They're just going to show up with somebody. Kenny Anderson. Who knows? Anyway, good luck to them. So there's that. Low score. What are you laughing at, Crowley? We just named every Georgia Tech person that we know?
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, terrible.
Offensive coordinator Chip Long will be the interim coach, it looks like.
Good luck to you, Chip.
Yeah, Chip Long.
Or Brent Key. I don't know.
Somebody.
Somebody random on the Georgia Tech staff who we don't know anything about.
Pitt better beat them. I'll tell you that. Or we sound foolish. We sound foolish anyway, but Pitt better beat them. Low scoring around the NFL. Let's talk about that. And what does that do as it gleans toward the Steelers? As you look at the Steelers, is it does it give you more of a chance or more hope? Or do you say, well, come on, the Steelers can't even score 18 points a game. How is it applicable at all to yesterday? Let's get into that coming up next here. But first, these guys always there for you. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman all the time. 1-888-98-TWINS. You got it? 1-888-98-TWINS. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They're there to help you out. Settle your case, 25%. Go to trial, 25%. File an appeal, 25%. Anything. It's 25%, no matter how long your case takes. A lot of firms out there want to charge you 40%. Not Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Again, 25%. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS or visit 98twins.com for that free consultation. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Pat Mahomes, offensive struggles yesterday as the Indianapolis Colts beat Kansas City 20-17. Patty.
Obviously, we missed some kicks and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we had multiple opportunities to score. So, I mean, we got to find ways to get the ball in the end zone, and that starts with me. You can't just get yards. We got to be able to get in the end zone when we're down there.
But I'm leaving here and playing a bit part in a Western as soon as I leave this get football game, me and Sam Elliott.
Anyway, so that's Patrick Mahomes. You look at the scores around the NFL, and you know, 2017 in that game. You have New Orleans scores 14 points. Buffalo and Miami, they combined 21-19 in that game. The Chargers, they're supposed to be a great offense, 10 points. Washington, who cares about them, but they only scored 8 points. Green Bay, Tampa together, 14-12. Come on. The nightcap, 11-10, Denver and San Francisco. And Arizona, Cliff Kingsbury's changing and revolutionizing football, right?
Yeah, good luck with
that. They scored a dozen points.
Only 5 games where both teams scored at least 20 points or more.
It was a day yesterday, and it wasn't like there was weather all over the place, no, or there was a big extenuating circumstance or something like that. So when you watch that, do you look at it and you say, because then you have to localize. You don't have to, but I choose to. Do you look at it and you say, hey, look, if the Steelers could sputter through and get through and maybe just get that extra oomph, they can maybe be there, maybe not every week, but some weeks. That's when it hits me. What the hell are they waiting for? If there's ever a chance to pounce, to strike, to do something different, this has to be it. How do you not rid yourself of the offensive coordinator and try something different? Because it's not like all across the league is like the Big 12 right now, and you know you got to score 38 points.
Yeah, and I'd be more inclined to just throw all of it out at this point, the quarterback and the OC, and go with Pickett and, I don't know, let Mike Sullivan call plays. Because if you don't do it now, there's a good chance you're staring down the barrel of 2-6 at the midway point of the season. When you look at the October schedule, it's imposing. I don't know how they win a game in the month of October, to be quite honest, given what's in front of them. What, we've got Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, and Philly. Mm-mm. I don't see them winning one of those games with this offense as it's currently constructed. Even though yesterday, 18 points, which they're averaging, would have been good enough to win 8 of the 14 games that were played. So with all that rolled up into one big ball of wax, it tells you they're not that far off. They're not. And it might just be maybe pushing the offensive coordinator out the door, maybe going to the rookie quarterback, maybe a little bit of both. I don't know, but if you could just score 20 points a game instead of 18 points a game, believe it or not, you might actually be a playoff team, a borderline playoff team.
Yeah, they don't think anything's wrong because Mitch Trubisky's turned the ball over percentage-wise lower than any other quarterback in football, and that's all they're asking of him. They think they're close. They think that if Gunnar Olszewski doesn't fumble the ball or muff it off his face, that they're going to win that game. They think that they're just a play or two away from beating the Browns. And okay, that well might be true, but you also have to project going forward. They've got to change something. Merely taking care of the football is not going to be good enough to win.
Isn't this an organization that's starting to do some different things too? Devin Bush gets drafted. They trade up a bunch. Make a Fitzpatrick. They make a landmark move. They hardly ever do it. It's back to, you know, Troy Polamalu type stuff that they do that. They start to do things and operate just a little bit differently. And you think, all right, these aren't your dad's Steelers. These aren't your grandfather's Steelers. These aren't they've only had two coaches since the Roman Empire, three coaches since the Roman Empire Steelers. And if there's ever a time to forward think and do things new, it may be now. Is it premature, some would think, before you even hit October to get rid of your offensive coordinator? Maybe, and I can buy that. But it's also a time where there's truly no dominant team in the AFC. There's not. You make a case that the Eagles are probably the best team in football right now. I think a lot of people can make that case.
Yeah, I think you might still be able to make a case for the Bills, even though they, you know, made a mess of themselves in the end there against the Dolphins yesterday. I think, yes, there's parity, a ton of parity. There's only one 0-3 team, only two 3-0 teams, the Eagles and the Dolphins we just cited.
And it's not just these three games. It's last year, too.
Right.
Like, don't forget Matt Canada's body of work last year.
It's unimpressive, to say the least. And you can, you know what? You make a good point. We know they're not going to change the offensive coordinator. But in that case, do something. In that case, go to the rookie quarterback. And let's see if you don't learn something over the next 4 to 5 weeks about this offense and whether it's the quarterback that's holding you back or it really is the offensive coordinator that's holding you back. And if it really is the offensive coordinator that's holding you back, then guess what? What's the worst that happens? You lose more games? You fail to score more than 17 points a week? Okay, everybody expects you to go 0-4 in October anyway. So if you end up stealing one with the rookie quarterback in there, then hey, it's all gravy from that point. If you can somehow get to the bye at 3-5, you may actually have a chance, given the back half of your schedule, to somehow squeeze out 9 wins and maybe compete for a wild card spot.
At the very least, if they don't make changes, and it doesn't sound like they are going to make changes, they need to look completely different against the Jets offensively, given that they have 10 days to prepare and that the Jets suck. You've got to be a better offense in that game. And if you can be, that can give me a small glimmer of hope moving forward that, hey, it is just taking this offense some time to coalesce. But if they come out there looking like they have, but this time against the New York Jets, 0.0% chance anything's going to get fixed.
They're going to convince themselves, though, guys, that because the Jets are that bad, because the Jets only scored 4 field goals yesterday, that they can get away with the same old game plan of, well, let's just be conservative and let's play complimentary football, and as long as we don't turn it over, we can win 13-10.
Yeah, and I don't. Now's the time. You don't have to get exponentially better. I guess that's my whole point. You can get incrementally better and maybe be there with some teams, right, because of what we saw yesterday. Like, if there was like no hope and everybody was scoring 42 points a game, I can buy, like, what are you going to make changes for? You're not going to get there anyway. But it just is going to take a couple things, and I think now's the time to strike with the offensive coordinator and or quarterback to get there.
Because 13-10 may in fact beat the Jets on Sunday, because the Jets do suck, and because your defense is that good, and it's going to be Zach Wilson presumably back in the lineup if he gets cleared, and you could take advantage of that. But it's not going to be good enough, again, in those intervening 4 games between Sunday and the bye, where all you have to do is, again, steal one of those 4 games.
4-4 is going to look a look a lot different than 2-6 at the bye, too.
4-4. I'll throw a parade during the bye
week.
But
you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's attainable, and it would be gigantic in the AFC right now.
And again, even 3-5 would be enough for me to feel like, okay, maybe we've got a chance to do something in the back half of the schedule where if you're 3-5, can you go 6-3 down the stretch? I know that sounds crazy. Look at their schedule. It's possible, given what they have in the back half of the year, to do that, especially if they start to, like you said, Colin, just incrementally improve on offense.
Do you think that the chance of a percentage chance, Crowley, is greater than 0 that Matt Canada could be terminated during the season?
I do not.
You think it's a flat 0?
Flat 0% chance that they make a coordinator change.
Do you think the percentage is greater than 0, barring an injury? Don't bring in an injury to this. That we could see Kenny Pickett start a game before the bye?
Greater than 0, less than 20.
Oh, I'd give it even less. I mean,
I'd say it's 7%, 6%.
0.9%. They are going to ride this thing out through the bye week. Then and only then will they even consider the shadow of a hint of a replacement move at quarterback. And I agree with Crowley. There is zero chance Matt Canada is not this team's offensive coordinator by the time we get to mid-January.
Well, good job then at 6 minutes of nonsense talk. but I think it is what people, if you watch football yesterday, people are saying, you know, why not? Because that's immediately what I thought. You know, I'm looking at Vegas and I'm looking at Miami and I'm looking at Buffalo and even Tampa and Green Bay. And I'm saying, wait a minute, where are these teams scoring 35 points and 42 points?
Buffalo and Tampa are the two really good examples because they're sitting out there on the schedule after the Jets for the Steelers.
Right.
And if Tom Brady can be limited to 12 points by Green Bay's defense, what can the Steelers do to him? If Buffalo can be limited to less than 20 by Miami's defense, then what can the Steelers do to them? They just did it last year in Week 1. So maybe you steal one or two of those games if you can actually score more than 17 points.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. It really is. Do you play conservative now, or do you really go for it and maybe say, it might come up empty, we may get worse, but they got the opportunity to get better if they want to make a seismic shift. And we know the Steelers, they won't. Neil Walker, top of the hour. Jason LaCanfora, 9:30 right here on the Fan Morning Show. Don't forget, it is wedding time soon. Jump aboard our website. Check it all out. Looking to get married or renew your vows? What better place to do it than the Fan Morning Show? Oh, my gosh. Is this going to be spectacular? It's going to be the party of the year. Fan Wedding, presented by Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. Going to take place November 4th at Lamont. Have your ceremony officiated by none other than Doran Dickerson and Adam Crowley, 2 certified wedding officiants. Details on how to enter, 937thefan.com.
Couple of AFC North finals from yesterday. The Ravens beat the Patriots 37-26. The Bengals 27, Jets 12. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Neil Walker, top of the hour. Jason LaConfora, he joins. He's coming up at 9:30 today. Be sure to listen to Cook and Jar every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, baseball card, Castle and Cranberry. All the contests run at 937thefan.com. You can check out all the information, I should say. We check in with, real quick, our friend Joe Lombardi, IUP's basketball coach. We've got him on the horn because there's lots going on in the world of college athletics. Joe, good morning to you. How you doing? Everything well?
Everything's great, Colin, Chris. Good to be on with you guys this morning.
Great for you to be on, coming off an unbelievably successful season. Wanted to catch up with you. You know, there's all different levels, and this is something we've been knocking around between NIL and transfer portal. And how does it trickle through the transfer portal into the Division II level? And how does it just – how has it changed the job that college coaches do, this transfer portal? Because it seems like it's totally the wild, wild west right now.
Well – I think it's like everything else in society right now. You got to be adaptable. You got to stay light on your feet. You can't live your life like you used to live it. You can't be like it was 5-10 years ago. It's a new era in a lot of different ways, and it is trickling down. I don't think the programs that are successful and have a good environment. Like IUP, we're going to see less of effect. We draw a lot of people, over 2,000 people a game over the last 4 or 5 years. Okay, our average attendance, we won a lot of games. So that environment is good for kids to stay in. Although we didn't lose a kid this year, Armani Foster from Meadville transferred up to the Buffalo. Okay, he got his degree. He was here 5 years, and I think 5 years around me is long enough time. Okay, so it was a good. I'm excited for him. And at the end of the day, this isn't as corporate America as some other places. It's the focus can be on the kids as much as anything.
How do you go about deciding where you are going to test your guys early in the year? I know last year it was Illinois, Joe, and this year it's Syracuse. How do you go about deciding where you're going to put your guys in that spot where they've got to go up against the stiffest competition?
Well, first of all, those games aren't easy to get. A lot of teams won't play you. They much rather have an easier go with it in exhibition games, and I can respect all those decisions. So they're hard to get, and we go to Syracuse, and this is the third time Bayheim's played us since I've been here for the last 16, 17 years. And then we go down to Miami of Florida. Our former the AD down there, Dan Radakovich, is a former IUP alumnus. So and Jim Laronega, I've known him for a long time. So my days back in Pitt introduced me to a lot of different people and networking and able to get those games. And we'll play any high major we can get on the schedule. We just like the challenge. It's wonderful for the kids down in Illinois. They gave out their rings last year during the ceremony. We have about 18,000 people. We went to Rupp Arena a few years back. Calipari finally broke down and played us and played in front of 18, 19 in Rupp Arena. So invaluable experience for the young men, and a lot of games we've hung well. I mean, we've lost some games like this over the years by 40, but there's been a lot of times it was a 6-point game with Cal in the second half, and he was a little nervous down there, as you can imagine.
I bet.
Is it easier to get kids to go to upstate New York or to South Beach whenever you try to appetize in a non-conference game for them, Joe?
I'll tell you what funny story. One of the biggest officials that I know, I told him he lives in Syracuse, and I said I'm gonna talk to the head of the officials, Brian Kersey, who I know. I said, I want you on the Syracuse game, and he said, forget the Syracuse game. I live there. I want to go to Miami. So that goes the same for officials too.
Well, you're going in October, so take your snowshoes. That's the way it goes up in Syracuse that time of year.
Absolutely, and then you know what? KDK was really great the other day. We have a golf outing that raises scholarship dollars every year. And KDK came up with a group of people and played in the outing. You know, Mike Spack at Chipotle, okay, was, you know, led the Larry Richard, Rick Dayton came up. Okay, you guys obviously didn't get the call.
No, sorry, we're on the air. Some that. Of us work. Joe, we have to work. There's that part of it.
But the golf, it's a golf festival. It's really unique, okay? We had a smoker with ribs and chicken on one hole, and then we have pierogies and kibasi on another, and then a bunch of Italian food on another hole. So it's an eat fest. So if those guys all look, you see them, they all look a little heavier today. You'll know why.
There you go. Perfect. Well, we appreciate a couple minutes with you, Joe, to get the word out and to check it all out. So thank you very much. Good luck to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. Thanks, there it is. How about they not only had ribs? They had pierogies, and then Joe said, of course, Joe Lombardi says, well, and there was all this other Italian food over there. Like, I was over there. The ribs good and stuff. The pierogies, it's pretty good.
It's a meat
but
fest.
I was over where the Italian food was. Ah, incredible. Of course, Rick Dayton went. Rick Dayton's a silent assassin, by the way. Rick Dayton, you're like, I haven't seen Rick in a while. And then there'll be these pictures that pop up. Mm-hmm. He's at 39 different golf outings.
All at the same time.
Yeah, all the time. He's taken over Jim Colony's role
as the
golf tournament ambassador. He's all over the place. How about Joe Lombardi telling us from IUP Division II team that, like, hey, I'm going to shake down this coach. We're coming to play.
Hey, Cal.
Well, listen, I'm coming down there. If you don't like it, too bad. Good stuff. But you know what? Division II often is, I think, lost in this transfer portal stuff. It's got to be tough for those guys. And in the NIL, where guys go and they say, wait, why wouldn't I go be the 10th man on a Division II, on a Division I team? Even if I'm not getting scholarship money, I could make some NIL stuff.
Especially in those programs where, like, you know, we talked about Texas Tech football a couple months ago, where everybody's just getting sort of a flat stipend from NIL. I mean, yeah, to your point, I can be the man and I can start at a D2 school, or I can go sit at the end of the bench at a D1 school and get everything paid for.
Maybe catch some NIL money. Great stuff from Joe, as always, one of the real good guys in college athletics. Neil Walker, top of the hour, we talked to him. Jason LaConfora is joining us coming up at 9:30 here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly sunny, high just in the 60s.
That's the weather.
Sure is, and it is time to bet. Yep, time to bet on FanDuel. FanDuel's your place. FanDuel season is underway. Football season's underway, and that's FanDuel season too. So now's the perfect time to download the FanDuel app. Partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers, no sweat. First bet up to $1,000.
And it's a Monday night, so you know there's some action you want to get in on. One with a really low total. Maybe you think it goes over. Maybe you think there'll be a little offense between the G-men and America's team. If so, FanDuel's the way to get in on it. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. You download the app, you plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and then bang, right there, your first bet is a no-sweat first bet, up to $1,000 back in free bets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.